Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
If you smell what the final boss is cooking, that's kind of like me. Tonight, right here tonight, I'm like the final boss until, well, we got CBS Sports Network next, but, you know, here right here in Atlanta, Sunday, me, final boss. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. I'm the final boss. You still get in touch with the show. We got 4 segments left here. 404-726-0929. That is the number to the phone line. You can call up, talk to my guy Sonny there on the other side of the glass. He will put you on hold. Then you can talk to me, or you can send us a text on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. It's the same number, 404-726-0929. So this past week at Truist Park, it was opening week, which kind of all opening week started last Thursday, I think, or Friday, one of those. It was a great weekend. Braves won a couple baseball games. Flash forward to Tuesday, April 8th, Hank Aaron Day. There was a Hank Aaron bobblehead given away in a big celebration. You may be asking me, well, why did they choose April 8th as Hank Aaron Day? Well, it's the day that this happened.
Aaron waiting, the outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta.
So lots of people were on hand Tuesday for the Hank Aaron celebration. The Governor Kemp was actually on hand because he's the guy that can make official coronations. He did on Tuesday bring a coronation certificate. Is it coronate? Either way, he made official that April 8th moving forward would be Hank Aaron Day here in the city of Atlanta, which is just awesome. All right, flash forward past the Hank Aaron celebration stuff that happened on Truist Park on Tuesday to the beginning of the game, and check out who threw out the first pitch.
Hank's great-grandson, King Aaron, will throw out the ceremonial first ball. Let's give King Aaron a big hand.
He got the ball up there, by the way. I think it may have won out, but this kid's like 10. He's like my daughter's age, and if you've never looked at 60 feet 6 inches, it's a long way. My daughter pitches from 35 feet. Major league pitchers pitch from almost twice that distance. It's kind of crazy. But, wow, King Aaron, if that's not the best name, like, this kid's got some pressure living up underneath him. But there should be no other name that he should be called, because Hank Aaron was the king. King Aaron.
You want to know something really funny about this?
Absolutely.
Futurama predict. So there's an episode of Futurama where Hank Aaron's great-great-grandson plays in their version of baseball. And he's on the Hall of Fame for being the best worst player in baseball, but it's still Hank's great-great-grandson.
That's crazy. So let's hope that doesn't happen. But you never know. Look, hopefully he lives up to all this pressure. But being Hank Aaron's great-grandson is one thing. Being Hank Aaron's great-grandson and having a name King, man, that's a lot of pressure. Like, I don't even want my name to be King. That's just, what if you don't become King? You just, I don't know. So confusing. All right, so Spencer Strider out with a UCL repair. It was the UCL brace surgery. Not going to pitch again for the rest of this season. There is a small, thin silver lining, though. Spence should be ready at the beginning of next season. I don't know that he's going to be ready for training for spring training. He should be. We should see him maybe in April, maybe by May. The good thing or the best thing about this is that he didn't have to full-on redo the Tommy John surgery. And if that would have been the case, it would have been after the All-Star break next season where we would have saw him. So there is a silver lining to this story. The thing I want to get to is why these things are happening. Because it was within a 24-hour period that Shane Bieber out for the season with a torn UCL. Or he's going to have UCL surgery as well. I don't know if he was torn. So why are these things happening? So Major League Baseball Players Association wants to blame the pitch clock. All right. I have talked to people at the ballpark about this pitch clock thing, and I do see where they are coming from. So here's that argument.
Little League on. Go look no further than Instagram. I can't look at my Instagram feed without seeing, you know, some kids trying to learn how to throw as hard as they can at 10 years old. I sure as hell didn't do that. You know, I didn't figure it out until college. I matured into my body. I was, you know, I say it all the time. If I came up in today's world, I don't know what would happen. My mechanics were a little different. I was tall, langly, lean, you know, skinny, lean, weird, kind of hadn't hit my maturity. Went to college, didn't get drafted, went to college and kind of grew into myself. And all of a sudden started throwing hard. But it wasn't because I did some, you know, program to make me throw harder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, Justin Verlander, you're speaking a bit out of turn. Just hold on. Hold that thought. All right, so the argument about the pitch clock is that, so if you work out in the gym, like you're lifting weights or something like that, let's say you're going to do 3 sets of 10 of whatever you're doing. So you pound out that first set. You don't go immediately back into the second set. You let your body reset or whatever limbs you were working on reset. You take a couple minutes. When I'm in the gym in between sets, I probably take too long because I'm listening to music. I'm sitting there bobbing my head. I probably take 2 or 3 minutes. The argument by the Major League Baseball Players Association is that when a pitcher throws a pitch, we assume we're going all out every time. When a pitcher throws a pitch, they need more than the 18 seconds allotted to them for their arm to reset. Now, I can see a side of that argument that seems legit because it makes sense in that you do want to give your arm time to recover from just throwing that previous pitch. Now, every pitcher's different. Every pitch is different. They're not all thrown at max velocity. They're not all thrown with max effort. But I can kind of see where they're coming from that. But I can tell you right now, I don't believe that it's just the pitch clock. All right, this is way deeper than the pitch clock. So you just heard Justin Verlander saying he didn't even learn how to pitch until he was in his teens or in college and never really had to or learned how to pitch at his terminal velocity until he was well into college. And then when he learned how to throw the ball as hard as he could, he didn't do it that often. So here's former major leaguer Mo Vaughn, former Boston Red Sox legend, talking about a very similar thing.
If you look at a lot of the great guys that pitched and played the game, they're cruising and they're cruising at 92, 93, 94. And then when that situation in the game comes up, they reach back and they start throwing 97 when they need that. But that's knowing how to pitch, knowing how to put the ball in the right places, not giving max effort until you need to. And I think in some instances, analytics, and I always said there's a place for analytics, but it can't be the end-all, be-all. And when all you're talking about is spin rate and velocity and how how fast the ball is spinning instead of throwing a strike, that's how I think people are getting hurt.
So there's Mo Vaughn talking about kids aren't being taught how to pitch. All right, now I agree with Mo Vaughn here. So starting at whatever age, and I'm a youth coach. I coach softball, though it's a little bit different, but only in a way. Every coach wants to have the kid that throws the hardest ball. That's just where we are as a society of sports fans, sports coaches, wherever. Every kid, every coach wants to have that kid. Every coach probably wants it to be their own kid. So as coaches, and I'll look, I'm going to throw myself in there with everyone, although I don't coach like this. Now, my daughter is just now getting into pitching, and my pitchers on my team are just now getting into pitching. I don't want them to throw as hard as they can. I want them to throw strikes first, then we'll work on velocity. Boys learn at a much earlier age how to throw, and then pitching is just a modified version of throwing. Pitching in softball is not a modified version of throwing. We don't throw the ball to each other underhanded. It's totally different, and it's a lot harder to learn when they decide they want to pick it up. But these days, every coach wants to have the hardest thrower. Every parent wants to have the hardest thrower. So we're putting so much emphasis on throwing the ball hard that we're not putting an emphasis on teaching kids how to pitch. Now look, this is coming from up above too. When these kids get into high school and they get into minor league baseball, they get into college, it's not necessarily the coaches that want them to say, hey, I want this kid that throws 100 miles an hour. I want him to do it every time he goes out there. It's not the coaches. It's the people that employ the coaches. It's the team owners, the team GMs, the presidents, the people that pay the money, the sponsors. They're the ones that want to have the hard-throwing fastballer, not the finesse pitcher on their team, because the hard-throwing fastballer, to most people, is a bigger draw. As a casual baseball fan, most fans want to come see Randy Johnson, not somebody that throws just as effectively, but only 92 miles an hour, but can hit spots all over the strike zone like Greg Maddux. I was about to say, most people want to see Randy Johnson, not Greg Maddux. That would have been a horrible, whatever you call those things, brain fart. So we've got all these executives, higher-up coaches, owners, sponsors. They want the kids to throw fast, fast, fast. That's what sells. And it trickles all the way down into youth sports, and we ourselves as coaches are not doing a good job of saying no. All right? We have to take care of our youth arms. We have to show them how to pitch. We have to just put money aside for a second, which is impossible in this day's society. Look, believe me, I know. We see this everywhere. Money runs the freaking world. We have to learn how to set that aside, though, if we can. I don't even know if we can do that. I might just be talking out of whatever right here. So then we've got, not only do we have kids not knowing how to pitch, but now we have kids not knowing how to pitch, throwing as hard as they can, and they're doing it too often. talking about travel baseball here. All right, there is a world where I think that travel baseball and rec baseball, that travel baseball and middle school baseball, travel baseball and high school baseball, I think there is a world where we can all make this, we can bring it back down to earth. I'm not saying travel baseball needs to go completely away, but I'm not saying that it doesn't need to go completely away either. The reason why kids are going to travel baseball these days is because they're told that there's more competition there. Well, there is. It's more expensive. The tournaments are paid by sponsors, and the teams are sponsored by people that have money in the stuff. And all the kids, once they reach the age of 10, 11, 12, a lot of them go off to play travel baseball because there's more competition, because we as parents are assuming that nobody's going to find our kid to give them a scholarship unless they're on a travel team. All right, that's way wrong, especially in 2024. This is the day and age of the internet. It has been for quite some time, you know, 10 years, whatever. You can literally go on your on the internet right now and find anybody that threw a fastball in college baseball yesterday, especially if that person is good. They will find you. They will find your kid. And when I say they, I mean college scouts, MLB scouts, minor league base. They will find you. Word gets around. I don't know that we need to put this big stress on travel baseball anymore. And if there's any travel coaches or parents, please give me a call. 404-726-0929. I have girls. I've had three girls. My girlfriend's daughter also plays softball. She plays for a travel team right now. It's not the same as boys, but they do play a lot of games. They do play a lot more games than they would if they were just going through rec than middle school and high school. Why can't we bring that competition back to rec baseball and softball? Why can't we build our parks up with these athletes and keep the competition in the city instead of taking the money outside the city? Let's spend it in our home parks. Let's have these kids stay in the parks they're playing, and let's keep the competition here and have them get better at home, as opposed to taking these ridiculous 3-hour trips and hotel fees, 2-hour trips and weekend-long hotel stays. Colleges will come find you if they hear about you. If your kid is good, they will find you. But I agree 100%. I coach a rec team. Is the competition always the same? No. I sat here at the beginning of the show. My team just got no hit next week because we ran up against a team of players who of a team who've pitchers that could pitch, as opposed to the teams that we've played this thus far in the season, where it wasn't always the case. It's a girl throwing a couple strikes here, then it's a walk. Then it's a strike or two, then it's a walk. Then it's, oh, it's a strikeout, then it's a walk, then it's a walk, then it's a walk. These girls are throwing strikes. My girls aren't used to seeing that, so I agree the competition thing. Let's keep the competition at home. Let's play youth sports. On the other side of Blake, on the other side of the break, we're going to experience the headlines. But I'm going to play for you a sound snippet by Atlanta Braves legend Chipper Jones on what he's going to have his kids do as opposed to travel ball. Because believe you me, if there's anybody that wants to raise baseball players, it's Chipper Jones. But he has a different philosophy about how they're going to get good, how their arms are going to stay fresh. I'm going to let you hear that on the other side of the break. And we're going to experience the headlines. Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is the Bo Johnson Experience.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.